This is Semper Fortis coming to you again from BelowTopSecret.com. Most of you seem to enjoy the soldier theme. In keeping with support of our soldiers, contrary to the current turmoil that's going on in both houses as to whether we should stay or again act as cowards and leave the job unfinished, I'm going to share some patriotic poems with you. The first one is called At Home. It's written by Josh Forbes out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. It's written in reference to Canadian politics. However, as you will see, you can substitute some of the names here. Some of the current people in power are well substituted into this poem. Enjoy. You sit there in your quiet home, no fear is in your heart. You sleep soundly certain that it just won't be blown apart. Your children, they can go to school and play out in the park. They've never seen a bomb explode or heard air raids in the dark. They've never seen dead bodies that are piled up in the street. Your wife, she won't be beaten and treated like she was meat. You're free to form opinions, read any news that you can see. You enjoy your rights and privileges in this country wide and free. The reason you can live like this is because I fight your wars. I fight and push the enemy back. I keep them off our shores. I am here and you are there, pretending you know best. Well, old Jack, now listen close while I get this off my chest. You have the right to criticize. You have the right to complain. You don't have the right to drag me down in a stupid political game. The thing about your rights, old Jack, the part that you can't comprehend, is you work in a very system, this democracy I defend. I stand on fences around the world protecting those that need it. It is not for you to determine, Jack, whether or not it's worth it. Ask the people in Afghanistan if they want me to stay. Women and children depend on me, yet you say just walk away. I don't need your changing policy, trying hard to not lose face. What I do need is you behind me. Help me protect this place. You know it's hard to do this when I think I'm all alone. Yeah, I hear stories of young punks that are pissing on memorial stones. I read the papers over here and they tell me what is said. The people, they're just losing faith and I can't get it through my head. You say that it is hopeless. That really brings me down. Don't tell my mother we're losing. Don't spread that rumor around. I'm doing good. We're winning here. But no one will believe, because we are way over here where no one there can see. Women here can work, you see. Children starting school. We build a working government, and we've broken Taliban rule. We are so close to winning this, it's not too far away. History will show that we were here and right for us to stay. When that brilliant day arrives, victory you'll claim is ours. You'll forget you said to run away. Forget that you're a coward. On that day, just thank me for my courage and my trouble, and find another place that needs help, and you'll send me on the double. This is called Just a Common Soldier. He was getting old and paunchy, and his hair was falling fast, and he sat around the Legion telling stories of his past, of a war that he had fought in, and the deeds that he had done. In his exploits with his buddies, they were heroes, every one. And though sometimes to his neighbors, his tales, well, they became a joke, all his Legion buddies listened, for they knew whereof he spoke. But we'll hear his tales no longer, for old Bill has passed away, and the world's a little poor. See, a soldier died today. He won't be mourned by many, just his children and his wife, for he lived an ordinary, quick, and uneventful life. He held a job and raised a family, quietly going his own way. And the world won't notice passing, though a soldier died today. When politicians leave this earth, their bodies lie in state, while thousands note their passing and proclaim that they were great. Papers tell their life stories from the time that they were young, but the passing of a soldier was unnoticed and unsung. In the greatest contribution to the welfare of our land, one guy breaks his promises and cons his fellow man. But the ordinary fellow who in times of war and strife goes off to serve his country and offers up his life. A politician's stipend and the life in which he lives are sometimes disproportionate to the service that he gives, while the ordinary soldier who offered up his all is paid off with a medal and perhaps a pension, small. It's so easy to forget them, for it was so long ago that the old bills of our country went to battle, but we know it was not the politician with their compromised employees who won for us the freedom that our country now enjoys. Should you find yourself in danger with your enemies at hand, would you want a politician with his ever-shifting stand? Or would you prefer a soldier who has sworn to defend his home, his country, his kin, and would fight right till the end? He was just a common soldier, and his ranks are growing thin, but his presence should remind us we may need his likes again. For when countries are in conflict, then we find a soldier's part is to clean up all the troubles that the politicians start. If we cannot do him honor while he's here to hear the praise, then at least let's give him homage at the ending of his days. Perhaps just a simple headline in a paper that would say, "A country is in mourning, for a soldier died today." There are many types of weapons, but the ones that hurt the most are the weapons made of memories and the deadly midnight ghost. Not all wounds are red and bloody, there are wounds that touch the mind. These are wounds that always fester, they're the never healing kind. Why are we, who've done our duty, plagued by wounds that never heal, made by weapons of our memories, to words that lead and steal? This is simple. Thanks.